Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Singing has always been part of the human experience. Songs express emotion in myriad ways when words alone fall short. The Harmonia Traditions series continues this week with an exploration of traditional songs and hymns from many cultures, and a new release by the Bach Collegium Japan.
Thank you.
The Bach Collegium Japan, with soloists Carolyn Sampson and Peter Kui, performed a movement from J.S. Bach's cantata BWV 58. Masaki Suzuki directed. The lutenist Vincent Dumetre summed up a thought in the preface to his ensemble's recording of French traditional song that seems to encapsulate what song and singing means to us. He echoes what many writers have expressed over centuries. Songs are a singular and universal echo of humankind, carried to us by the now silent voices of the parents, grandparents, and ancestors who sang them. In other words, songs are not just an expression of the individual we become and the family we belong to, but part of an entire culture and its history. They exist simultaneously in the present and the past. We'll hear Vincent Dumetre direct Le Poème à Monique in a performance of two traditional songs from France, Un Jeune Fillette and En Passant par la Lorraine. Claire Le Filêtre is the vocal soloist. Une jeune fillette de noble cœur, plaisante et joliette de grand valeur, contre son gré ou la ridée d'Annette, c'est la pointe pluillette dont vit en grande douleur. Son gré
Son parlato re del Margo, rancontre tre capitani del Margo,
rancontre tre capitani, rignere,
rancontre tre capitani del Margo. Il mossai vive del Margo, je fui la fièvre cardène del Margo,
je fui la fièvre cardène, rignere,
je fui la fièvre cardène del Margo.
Margo l'amore dei vigni,
Vignere,
Margo l'amore le vigne vinto. Margo l'amore le vigne,
vignere,
Margo l'amore le vigne vinto.
Je suis la fièvre cardée de Margo, je ne suis pas aussi rilée de Margo.
Je ne suis pas aussi rilée de
vignere, je ne suis pas aussi rilée de Margo. Puisque le fils du roi m'aime Margo, il m'a donné pour le train de Margo.
Il m'a donné pour le train de vignere, il m'a donné pour le train de Margo. Margo l'amore le vigne,
vignere,
Margo l'amore le vigne vinto. Margo l'amore le vigne,
vignere,
Margo l'amore le vigne vinto.
Il madone pure tre de Margo, è un bouquet de marjolaine Margo.
Un bouquet de marjolaine, vignere,
un bouquet de
marjolaine de Margo.
S'il fleurit, je serai le Margo, s'il y meurt, je perds ma peine de Margo.
S'il y meurt, je perds ma peine, vignere,
s'il y meurt, je perds ma peine de Margo.
Margo l'amour et les vignes, Margo l'amour et les vignes, Margo l'amour et les
vignes,
Margo l'amour et les vignes, Margo l'amour et les
vignes,
Margo l'amour et les vignes, Margo l'amour et les
vignes,
Margo l'amour et les vignes.
We heard two traditional songs from France. Une jeune fillette, or A Young Maid, was followed by En passant par la Lorraine, As I Was Passing Through Lorraine. Le poème à Monique, performed under the direction of Vincent Dumetre. Welcome back to Harmonia. Our traditions series continues this week with folk songs and hymns. Norway has a strong singing tradition in which songs have come down by both oral and written means. Some of them even lack words. The Norwegians call it tralling, where the singer improvises or makes up consonants. We'll hear Trio Medieval perform three traditional songs, the hymn Savior of the Nations Come and the tralling song Dance from Vestfold. But first we'll begin with the medieval ballad Tjovane, or The Thieves.
Oh,
Three traditional Norwegian songs and hymns. Trio Medieval performed The Thieves, Savior of the Nations Come, and Dance from Vestfold. We now travel from Norway to the Middle East, where we'll hear a poem in two languages set to music. Coming from a genre known as matruz, or embroidered canticles, the poem juxtaposes an Arabic text about love lost against one in Hebrew that praises God. Two melodies alternate while a single percussionist accompanies both. Setting of an embroidered canticle or poem in two languages. The Arabic and Hebrew song was performed by Mayrav Ben David Harel, Yair Harel, and Michel Claude. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani.
Thank you.
This week on Harmonia, we're exploring the songs and hymns of many traditions. Early America had a rich tradition of congregational singing. Songs could be heard at home and in church. They gave thanks, praised God, or simply recollected experiences that strengthened one's faith. Collections of these songs, better known as folk hymns, were very popular in the 18th and 19th centuries. Two works from the collection titled The Social Harp, Parting Friends and Hallelujah, will be performed by the Boston Camerata. But first we'll hear Africa by William Billings.
God.
Folk hymns from early America. We heard the Boston Camerata perform two works from a collection known as the Social Harp, and before that, Paul Hillier directed His Majesty's Clerks in a performance of William Billings' Africa. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to traditional songs of cultures from around the world. Spain and its colonies have a vast wealth of folk songs that go all the way back to the Middle Ages. Our next three pieces are a snapshot of its riches. First, we'll hear the Sephardic love song A La Una. Then we fast forward to 17th century Peru, where a pair of singers make a gamble with their beloved. Last, the 17th and 20th centuries are connected with a chacona in the Argentine popular song Chaita del Vidalero.
Corazón.
We heard three songs in Spanish, A la Una, Yo sé que no he de ganar, and Chaita del Vidalero. Our new release of the week brings us the Bach Collegium Japan's 38th volume in a series dedicated to recording the complete cantatas of J.S. Bach. We'll hear the end of cantata BWV 52, Falsche Welt, dir trau ich nicht.
Will ich bohren und meine Seele.
final three movements from Johann Sebastian Bach's cantata BWV 52. The Bach Collegium Japan performed under the direction of Masaki Suzuki in a new BIS label release. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. Support for the Harmonia Traditions series comes from the E. Nakamichi Foundation. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.